It's a quiet June day on a back road in southwestern Wisconsin. The sky is blue and ominous gray. It's about to rain. And then, one after another, like bowling balls popping out of a return, comes a long string of antique tractors, red, gray, gold, and green, riding the 60 miles from Dodgeville to Prairie du Chien as just one day of a five-day tractor cruise. A pickup truck leads the line, carrying the week's luggage and matching his pace to the tractors behind him.
But we like to look at the crops, and at 14 mile an hour in the pickup, I can look at most of them. I'm not in a hurry. So, and my wife says, I can't believe you're doing this. You got road rage otherwise, and now you're going 14 mile an hour. But it's not the same, you know.
And what can you see better at 14 miles per hour?
Everything that you don't see going 65 or 60 miles an hour. I mean, you could see a bee sitting on a blade of grass, or the deer out in the pastures, or turkeys. Or yesterday the girl saw a raccoon out in the middle of nowhere just walking.
It's fun just to look at, you know, that guy's place there, and then you drive up a little further, and that guy's all weeds and mud, and the next place is just as neat as a pin.
This week's ride will cover 300 miles from Maquoketa, Iowa, through Dodgeville to Prairie du Chien and back. The tractors on this ride are small to medium and have ridden through many, many decades. They are not the jutting angular machines at this year's dealerships.
You know, people see these big tractors and they think, look at this guy, he's just riding around on an air-conditioned tractor with a radio on. That has to be great, but you can't believe the stress those guys are under with the crops and if it's going to come up and if you're going to be able to harvest it and if you're going to make your payments on that big new tractor. Whereas this, you still get to drive the tractor and you're riding around, but I'll tell you, it's pretty much stress-free.
These enthusiasts have been doing these group tractor rides together for around 10 years. If you're considering a hobby of collecting antique tractors, though, be warned, one might not be enough.
Tractor riding tractors, we've got five more of them at home. We've got my 504, an H, a 666, a 656, and a... I forget what the other one is. It's six something. Yeah. And then we've got an 886 and another one that we still farm or can work out in the field.
So let me see if I got this right. You have enough tractor riding tractors that you have lost track of them.
You're right.
But just to see when you get up on these hills and see the sky, and you can do that at 15 miles an hour, where if my wife and I went on a car, took the car and went for a ride like that, you wouldn't see those things. So it's great on a tractor, and I love that the best.